Travel is top of mind for many, but there are numerous questions surrounding the new normal, where travel is concerned. There's still time to sign up for a virtual sit-down with Garth Lund, the chief commercial officer of Flair Airlines, to discuss what travelers can now expect. What safety precautions are airlines taking? How has the pandemic changed the travel industry? Is traveling cheaper now? Answer these questions and more tomorrow 12 p.m. All webinar attendees will receive a discount code from Flair Airlines. Happening this week for Barry Today Plus members, stand out from the crowd with some new threads. Plus members can enter daily for the chance to win $1,000 in gift cards from Ontario Clothing Company. Be sure to answer the poll and visit the Ontario Clothing Company website to secure a couple of extra entries. Contest closes November 30th. Always be in the know. Get your Plus member updates right to your mobile phone. Plus members can get free daily texts with an insider view on Barry News and Plus membership updates. This is your chance to text us questions or give us feedback and comments. Sign up today and join the two-way conversation. We know everyone has a point of view and we want to know yours. If you've ever dreamed of being a writer, whether it's a story, an opinion piece, or a letter to the editor, we want to hear from you. If being published is on your bucket list, this is your chance to do just that for millions to read across the Village Media Network. Check your Plus member dashboard to read past selections. This week, Barry Today reporter Marg Bruinman looks back the lengthy murder trial, and subsequent appeal that overturned the conviction, involving Bill Vanderhaeden, who recently died after contracting COVID-19. Marg speaks to Vanderhaeden's ex-wife and also looks back on some of her own memories from covering the bizarre trial, which at the time became the longest criminal trial in Canadian history. Also, Barry Today community editor Raymond Bowie writes about a brazen theft that happened just outside the city limits and how what may seem like petty crimes can quickly turn tragic. Such was the case in August 2007 when Midhurst resident Rob Plunkett, a 43-year-old detective constable with York Regional Police, was killed while trying to arrest a suspect involved in a string of airbag thefts in Markham. Raymond was assigned to cover the somber news conference that day down in York Region as a crime reporter. Plunkett, who was heavily involved in Special Olympics, left behind a wife and three children. Member-only offers from our Plus partners. Members may be required to present their virtual ID card and/or a unique promo code at checkout. 10% off God's Country Clothing Apparel, 10% off Brand Dead Apparel. And if you missed it, here's what happened last week. One call can change everything. In last week's Everything King, Wendy King looks for the funny and the frightening. Barry Today reporter Nikki Cole has always been a dog person, but hopes people don't make rush decisions over the holidays to bring a pet home if they aren't 100% committed to him or her. Because this is the time of year when people make big decisions that will affect them for years to come, so make sure it's the right one. Become a Barry Today Plus member today.